or that big, you know, it varies from about that size to that size, that hops along the ground. Some live on the land and some live in the water. What would you call the kind that lives on the land?
I'm not familiar with that animal. Frog? Toad?
Yeah. What's the kind that lives in the water?
Bullfrog.
And the kind that lives on the land?
Toad.
What do you call the small variety of the same creature that makes a chirping noise?
I don't know. We have several different species of frogs, and those that live in water. And rain frog is they chirp.
Where do they live?
They live anywhere. They're on. You don't see them until it becomes rainy weather, and then you'll hear them and see them all over the screens and anywhere. You might see them any place.
What do you call ordinary worms used for bait in fishing?
Well, we have the earthworm. We have the wiggler, red wiggler.
Now, ordinary worms, you know, regular size.
What?
Because then I'm going to ask you, the next question would be the big worms. What are the big worms called?
Well, we don't have any worms bigger than an earthworm, and they are from big as a pencil lead to almost as big as a pencil, and they are, well, you see them foot and a half long.
And you said something about another kind?
And except a red wiggler.
A what?
Red wiggler.
And is that bigger or littler than a...
It's smaller than the earthworm.
Okay, so then the largest one that you would know about was...
Earthworm.
What do you call an insect that sends light off and on in the summertime so that you can see it at night?
Where'd you go?
Lightning bugs.
Yeah, lightning bugs.
And do you, any other thing you might have called them?
No, we have light from phosphorus. No,
okay.
Lightning bugs.
What do you call an insect with a long, thin body and filmy wings that flies around over lakes and ponds?
I know what you're talking about, but I can't call the name now.
It's kind of like this.
I know, I can't call the name. I know the bug, all right.
Would you call it a darning?
I don't know.
Or maybe a dragon?
Dragonfly, yeah.
Think of anything else like...
Dragonfly, I don't think.
Would you ever call it a sewing needle?
No.
That's what we call it in Connecticut.
Yeah.
How about a snake doctor?
Yeah, they're called snake doctors.
You haven't heard it called that?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think, is one term the term that the white people would use and one the Negro?
Well, I'm not sure.
Uh-huh. But you've heard it called both, what?
Yeah, uh-huh.